Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Gets me every time. I love that open. It does. It gets me excited every time as well. But what doesn't get me excited is the quality of play in the NFL right now. So let me ask you this. I'm going to start with a question.
Okay.
Are there just a lot of good teams in the NFL, or is there really bad football being played right now? And you could talk about the bad defense that's being played in Cincinnati versus Joe Burrow throwing for five touchdowns and, you know, putting up video game numbers. They still can't win. Like, I don't even know how to handle Cincinnati.
Yep.
And then you look at the teams across the NFL where there are 20 teams right now, 20, two-thirds of the NFL that are, we have two teams that are 2-2, that's the Chargers and Philly, because they were on a bye week, and, yep, and obviously the Lions have only played four games as well, but they're 3-1. But, so there's two in the, between the other 18 teams, they're either 3-2 or 2-3. There is just mediocrity everywhere in the NFL. And teams are separating themselves early. And I still have an issue with the loss to Tampa Bay, because the Lions should be one of those teams that are undefeated, because Tampa has fallen off. They're one of the teams that are 3-2.
Yep.
But, you know, I ask you the question, is there just a lot of mediocrity? Good, bad? What do you think about the quality of play in the NFL right now?
Yeah, I do think it's this mediocre middle. And the stat's great, 20 teams hovering around that 2-3, 3-2, middle ground. But some teams are separating, and they should be featured.
They should.
And including the Ravens, who you guys yelled at me about last week. They should be featured.
Oh, you think they should?
I do. I'll just say that right now. But you go ahead. It's your power
surge.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if they are featured in my power surge. Kansas City stays atop the league at 5-0. And you look at the wins. Okay. Saints, they've fallen off. Boy, starting 2-0, and this is just, I'm talking about the opponents that the Kansas City Chiefs have played. They started off 2-0 and have lost three straight. That offense was on fire Now they can't find a way to score any points. The Falcons, kind of not really sure what to make of them. The Chargers, kind of the same thing. The Bengals, it was week two, but they have been consistent, especially that since they lost Rashee Rice, and we found out yesterday that he is out for the season. It's an LCL, not an ACL, but an LCL, and he's going to be done for the year, but they continue to win. They lean on different players. Travis Kelce, apparently he has been able to come out of the honeymoon that he's had with Travis Kelce and all of the commercials that he's doing to be able to be a good player again. That whole narrative really made me laugh. Minnesota comes in at number two. They probably have the best resume. The only reason they're not at number one is simply because you've got a two-time defending champ that is still 5-0, and they have Patrick Mahomes. But with wins over the Niners, over the Texans, both of those at home, but then they go on the road and they beat the Packers. Not much changed for me in terms of my opinion of them of beating the Jets, because the Jets are, as we've already found out, a dumpster fire, but they're 5-0, so that's 1-2. Number three, so the top three don't change from last week, still Detroit. They didn't lose on a bye week. Nobody loses on a bye week. And right now, as we heard yesterday, all 53 were on the practice field. Frank Ragnow was there. Brian Branch was there. All 53. And they also brought off Mahogany. He's got they got 20 now, to figure out if he is going to be a part of this season or not. And I'm really going to be interested to learn more about him, because one of the questions that we had about the Lions was depth of the offensive line with Frank, even going into the season before he had the torn pec. It was always going to be a question. I thought they played well at home last week. I like that he's coming back on the road to Dallas this week, that he is going to be a part of that offensive line in a hostile environment. Number four for me, last week, it was Tampa Bay. They have fallen out of favor. It is now the Washington Commanders, who were at number five last week. And when you look at what they've been able to do and the performance of Jaden Daniels, there's two guys that I'm really interested to see throughout the course of the year, how they are going to handle success, how they are going to handle defenses adjusting to what they do. It's Sam Darnold with the Vikings. He's at number two, but it's also Jaden Daniels, rookie, performing at an MVP level. Remember last week we had the touchdown Thursday, and it was, you know, the four quarterbacks that are, you know, have the best odds to win the MVP or the field. You took the four quarterbacks. I took the field. Don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels stays in that conversation, and maybe he actually finds a way to win it, because who's done this as a rookie? He's even outperforming C.J. Stroud from last year. Now, we'll see. There's a lot of season left to go. How are defenses going to adjust? How is he going to handle everything? But they've got wins over the Bucs, the Giants, the Bengals, the Cardinals, and the Browns. So I'm looking at it going, not a lot of great defenses in there, but he is finding his footing. So they come in at four for me. Number five is Houston. And I've got them in there. I think I had them out.
You did.
Last week. And it was a bad loss to the Vikings. But and then they didn't really do much 2 weeks ago with a win at the Jags, where I was kind of like, what's that really mean? Because the Jaguars are as bad as anybody. But then a quality win against the Bills. And no, the Bills are not number six, which I had them last week. Number six is your Baltimore Ravens. I got them in. They're the only two-loss team that comes in. And obviously we know they lost to the Chiefs, which is a good loss. They're the number one team in the NFL, in my opinion. But they had that disaster at home against the Raiders. But they've recovered. They've played well against the Cowboys, the Bills. And it was an absolute shootout against the Bengals. I don't know. Again, trying to figure out what it means against the Bengals, because their defense is horrible.
Right.
But Lamar Jackson is rallying the troops. He's playing, I think, at another MVP level, even though they have those two losses on their resume. So just to recap, Kansas City 1, Minnesota 2, Detroit 3, my Washington Commanders at 4, Houston and Baltimore rounding out the top 6.
So I think biggest losers from last week were definitely Pittsburgh, Tampa, and Buffalo.
Yeah.
I mean, those are really, they would be right there. I think those are the next three teams. Tampa especially. I don't know how they lost that game, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta's living a good life right now in the cosmic world because it seems like little things in games go their way that make no sense.
I think Atlanta's living a good life, and I think Pittsburgh's living a good life. I don't trust them. I don't trust the quarterback position. And there's talk that they may actually go to Russell Wilson.
Well, that was the original plan, so we'll see. I nearly have an identical one. I think you nailed it this week. And I do think a little consideration needs to be given to the Vikings jumping the champs, but for now, no. And they'll get their opportunity when they play the Lions in 2 weeks to maybe do that.
Yeah,
I would flop Houston and Washington. Washington's the teams they've beaten are 6-14.
Yeah,
Last thing,
you're good.
Last thing, Washington goes to Baltimore this week. We're going to find out. I have Baltimore in now. My bold prediction was that they would miss the playoffs this year. I won't completely remove that yet, but I look like an idiot right now.
I think you got the right six. And like Tom said, I think there's a debate about 1-2 on this year alone. I get why you put Kansas City one. I think Houston, you could justify ahead of the Commanders. And yes, the Ravens belong. It's about time. The Bills.
It's about time. They started off 0-2. Sure, I should put them in. I should have never had them out.
Listen, a little bit of that win was the Bengals giving it to them.
Absolutely.
And the Ravens pasty, the reason I put them in last week, was their pasty is not good. And it's very un-Raven-like.
Well, Joe Burrow put up bizarre numbers. Now, I also put that loss on Joe Burrow because of the interception he threw at the end. If he doesn't throw that pick...
If their kicker makes a kick that most kickers are making now, they're not in the rankings. I mean,
how about their coach doesn't run it three straight times to kick a 53-yard field goal when Joe Burrow's thrown five touchdowns and he's your quarterback and it's a home game? A lot of reasons the Bengals are 1-4. That is the power surge. It's 97.1. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.